Pomona Promesa, Edis 2. Comuni Manana, David Arno. Comona Sunrisa, Edis 2. I see, Edis 2. Te dare speranza, Edis 2. Como you be a fresca in this manos. Come on a Fabrice, Edis 2. I see, Edis 2. Well, agua en mi fuente, eres tú, el fuego de llegar, eres tú. Fuego en el gaya, eres tú, el chico de mi pan. Como el poema, eres tú.
Thursday, December 14th, 2017. Coming up on the program today, Chicken Alfredo for some gay sex. Any takers? Mrs. Claus is horny on Christmas. Alex Jones versus sex bots and liver branding. All this plus your voicemails today on TV. Hey, freaks, Jim Henson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Yeah, I'm sicker than fucking ever. Why there was no program yesterday? There's a couple reasons. I mentioned this on the Sideshow exclusive program. I had to go down to Cincinnati once the fucking again. Look at these dumb houses. And, I was sick. You know, I've been sick all this week. And I thought I was getting better. But I apparently am getting worse. Yeah. So, there was no program yesterday, so we're going to do what we typically do when I miss a show, and that is today's show is for everyone, tomorrow's program will be Sideshow exclusive, and then we are going to be doing a weekend show, assuming I can, you know, talk. I know, like, some of you might find it difficult to listen to today's program because of my voice. I agree, it's awful. However, if I'm in misery, you have to be in misery. The one bright side to all of this is, my sickness gives me an absolute bitchin' singing voice. Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see. Every couple tries to stop. Oh, it's a medley. What a treat for you. Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Woo, woo, woo. Let's not do any more of that. I do have some audio that I wanted to share with you today. Hopefully it requires very little of my input or commentary. By the way, I am so looking forward to the new segment where it's just me reading for 10 minutes. First up, I do have another piece of music. This is not me singing, thank Christ. This is a porn website that has created a holiday single, A Lonely MILF on Christmas. Yes, this is a Brazzers production. We see Santa opening, I guess, letters from half-naked women. Oh, and there's Mrs. Claus. She's not happy. She sees Santa reading this letter with a big, huge boner.
I'm a lonely MILF on Christmas. Won't someone rescue me? I'm all alone on Christmas, horny as can be. I feel so brokenhearted, sitting on my own. Christmas Eve is no fun when you're horny and alone.
I never get laid on Christmas. I also don't masturbate. It's Jesus' day. There's one day you shouldn't, you know, masturbate or play with yourself. I would think it's the birth of Christ. Plus, you know, there's so much else going on. It's so, like, family-oriented. Everyone's over. There's a lot to occupy your time with, presents and food and stuff. If you can't keep it in your pants for one day, you truly are a sex freak. Keep the Christ in Christmas and keep jizz out of it.
Package, it keeps me satisfied. I want it every morning, I need it every night.
I mean, can you even find Santa's dick? He's a big fat dude, so, you know, his dick is buried underneath a mound of fat, a pubic puff, if you will. Then you know he has a huge bush. I'm thinking it's comparable to the beard on his face.
My Santa gives me loving. I need a little more. I wanted 365 days a year, but I get 364.
Complaining because one day Santa wants to rest. Yeah, Brazzers, maybe you guys just stick to the porn.
Yeah, my Santa Claus is cheating. He does it every year. But Mrs. Claus is finished. She shed her final tear. Now he's probably out with porn stars, as many as he can find. He's probably
I don't know, guys. Do you think this should be included in our Christmas song rotation every year? By the way, you know that song that we played at the beginning of today's show? I thought it was a Christmas song. Apparently, it's not. I've played it every year. Eris Do. Apparently, it's some song. It was, like, written in 1973 for the Eurovision contest in, like, April. It had nothing to do with Christmas. It was just included on this, like, Christmas compilation thing that I have. The fuck do I know?
So keep your milk and cookies, keep your Christmas tree. There's just one thing I want beneath my Christmas tree this year. I'm gonna show you Santa. This ain't no trick or drill. If you're not here to please me,
gonna bang some of the elves. Hey, I kind of wrote about the same thing in my 'Twas a Night Before Christmas story. That's why Santa and Mrs. Claus broke up, because she was banging the elves. I think I want to play that for you right now just to save my voice. We haven't played it this year. It seems like as I continue to record the show, my voice gets worse and worse. All right, here we go. This is "Twas a Night Before Christmas," the DV version.
"Twas the night before Christmas, and Santa had a boner. He wanted a whore, so he picked up his cell and phoned her. He licked, fingered, and plowed the wet bacon hole, and the cracked-out whore rode Santa's stiff, veiny meat pole. When all of a sudden there arose such a clatter, it was Mrs. Claus, and Jesus Christ did she get fatter. You cheating son of a bitch!" she screamed. The whore just laughed as Santa's ass was reamed. "I can explain!" Santa shouted. "Yeah, we're just friends!" said the whore as she dismounted. Santa groveled, cried, and pleaded, "I love you, honey!" Mrs. Claus just laughed and said, "Yeah, well, I've been fucking the Easter Bunny!" The divorce was messy, and Santa lost it all. He even gave up the elves during that frightful legal brawl. Santa couldn't do it alone, so Christmas was no more. But the elves had it worse, for they were prisoners of war. Kids were pissed without toys under their trees. Those fucking cunt turds learned the hard way that in life there are no guarantees. Fat and broke, Santa turned to booze. Why the fuck not? He had nothing else to lose. He took long, strained pisses in the middle of the streets and rolled weed with thrown-out paper receipts. Getting high all day, he was quite the pathetic display. Then one night, he had an idea while lying in a ditch. "I'll stop feeling sorry for myself when I kill that bitch!" So he hitched a ride back to the North Pole to kill the cunt who broke his soul. Mrs. Claus was fast asleep in her king-size waterbed and was promptly shot dead with a bullet to her head. The sound of happy clops came from the battered reindeer, and the bruised little elves were merry with cheer. Mrs. Claus was a sexual tyrant, you see, and made all of Santa's beloved friends her detainees. Whipped and beaten, she was an S&M demon. Her face would turn red when her urges would come upon. No elf could escape the wrath of her strap-on. When the elves heard the gun that caused the hag's brain to splatter, they knew they'd never again be forced to eat fecal matter. Santa and helpers were once again reunited. Christmas returned, and the children were delighted. So ends this tale of the most holy of nights. Yet no mention of Jesus. That was a slight oversight. Like kids give a shit about a baby and some wise men. They just want new toys every year, again and again. Yeah, you may have gotten stuck with a deadbeat dad, but mom will feel guilty and buy you an Apple iPad. Christmas isn't about Christ, don't you see? It's about getting as much expensive stuff as you can for free. Now lay the fuck down or Krampus will drag you to hell. With that parting thought, good night and sleep well.
All right, there you go. That was beautiful, precious. Ooh. I've got one more clip I wanted to share with you. God, when will this nightmare end? Alex Jones is back. He was having like a Christmas special or something. His set was all decked out in Christmas trees and stuff. So he thought this would be the perfect opportunity to talk about sex bots.
By the way, if you're a radio listener, you haven't been fortunate enough or unfortunate enough to actually see what we're showing, but everywhere they're...
My voice kind of sounds like Alex Jones. Hillary Clinton is a reptile person! hard to get up that loud. She promotes pedophilia! I guess I can't sound like Alex Jones. Sorry. Alright, I'm sorry. Sex bots, Alex.
Unfortunate enough to actually see what we're showing, but everywhere they're pushing sex bots, and they're a giant new industry.
What? A giant new... Like, we've featured a few clips from people that have, like, built prototypes, but I don't really see a lot of sex bots being sold. And they're all rather primitive still, you know?
We see what we're showing, but everywhere they're pushing sex bots, and they're a giant new industry, basically just fancy blow-up dolls that have, like, an Alexa bot program hooked into the central network.
Once again, Alex Jones showing off all his technological knowledge. They take a blow-up doll and stick an Amazon Echo Dot onto it.
Of the people that produce these. And the tech companies just have basically a big rubber blow-up doll sex bot that's in your house that has like a fleshlight, I guess is what they call them.
Yeah, I guess. Alex Jones is confused. I guess the name for these things, like you don't have one. Also, like who do you think he's going to blame here? Is it the Democrats? right? Or the gays or trannies. You know, he's got to be blaming someone here.
Cyber blow-up doll, sex bot that's in your house that has like a fleshlight, I guess is what they call them, as a sex member. And they push it as trendy and brave and cool. They're now even creating on the LGBTQP3CL4. They were showing me the designations. They show elementary kids in Canada, the U.S., and the U.K. Let's put that back on screen. You guys found some of those during the break because they're ever expanding. They're now saying sex with machines or sex with cars or sex with appliances. There's a whole big movement where people are marrying their cars, marrying their toaster.
I wouldn't call it a big movement. Again, we featured these nut jobs on the show. It's a very small, tiny minority. And that has nothing to do with gay people. Having sex with a toaster? What does that have to do with banging another guy?
Marrying their dogs, their cats, their horses.
I mean, some toasters are very manly.
I'm not kidding. And they're catching people in public places. You see it all the time, like trying to have sex with a Ferrari or trying to have sex with a 57 Chevy.
He's displaying an article from the Daily Mail, which is not exactly reputable. I mean, it's good enough for Distorted View News, but not for Alex Jones. Come on, you're better than that. Would you date a robot? It has nothing to do with gay people.
And they actually, I'm not going to get into the details of what they do, but they lube up the tailpipe and everything, and then they police come up, and there's a guy hunching your car. So this is the total mental illness, a breakdown of society. And if you don't let somebody have sex with your car, you're a homophobe, you're a bigot, you're a horrible person. By the way, this is not satire. I'm not kidding here. Okay, this is what they're teaching kids now. And so you can dump Drano in your eyes, identify as a blind person, and the government of the U.S. or U.K. or Canada will pay for you to be taken care of the rest of your life because you were mentally ill and wanted to hurt yourself and pour Drano in your eyes, a drain cleaner.
I mean, wouldn't you have to be mentally ill to pour Drano in your eye? And you would be blind after that.
So, this is the whole plan. And, of course, I think I'm going to buy some of these.
The plan. The nefarious plan from faggots to take over the world.
Sex dolls and...
Wait, what is it? Did he say that he was going to buy sex dolls? Sometimes I just need to shut up.
This is the whole plan. And, of course, I think I'm going to buy some of these sex dolls and basically torch them just to show folks that their AI god is nothing but a fraud. Now, I think there's going to be a major outcry that I'm a bigot and evil person for doing it. But we've got to start saying we're for normal biological behavior. We're for the future of the human species. We don't want to be dehumanized. We don't want to follow the AI technocracy plan of the AI gods where they make normal biological reproduction physically impossible and then absorb us into this matrix. That's their admitted plan.
Alex Jones is totally living in a bad sci-fi movie. I kind of am in that camp, though, where I'm like, I think we should all stop reproducing. You know, for a year or two or something, just give the planet a rest. Would that help at all, do you think? Like, if like no one procreated for a year, we just aborted all those babies, threw them in a landfill. I'm also for that. I mean, you know, you're still allowed to have all the sex you want. You know, practice for a year. Really perfect the art. And then when the year's up, you can go back to, you know, trying to have a kid or whatever. All right, let's get that. I want to introduce that bill. Mark that on my list of things I want to accomplish when I get elected into Congress. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. I've had some people complain that, you know, we haven't done a test of patience in a long time. Well, today's entire episode of listening to this voice is a test of patience. If you get through it, wow, you deserve a gold star. As a matter of fact, I think because I'm in so much misery right now, we're only going to do two news stories. I'm not even going to tell you guys to sign up for the sideshow because I don't think today's episode is a good advertisement for it. But just know that we do exclusive programs over there. Tomorrow will be an exclusive show, and I'm sure I'll be sounding 100% better. Go to superfreaksideshow.com right now. It'll help pay for my medical expenses. Because I don't know what's going on with my voice, but it's getting worse and worse. And this diarrhea, let me just tell you. All right, I'm going to do two news stories. Did I already say that? The first one, oh, it's quite a doozy. Man, I wish my voice was better for this one because this is pretty great. A college student has been arrested for trying to trade chicken Alfredo and Sprite for sex. This is like the worst pickup line ever. Leslie was trying to pick up a little fat girl, you know, like, whose mom is putting her on a strict diet, and all she really, really wants is some Sprite. A Youngstown State University student from Orwell, which is pretty close to Ashtabula, was picked up in the Austin Town Police Department's latest sex sting. Police said 22-year-old Albert Maruna believed that he was talking to a 15-year-old boy online, but it was really an undercover officer. Conversations with Maruna began in December after Maruna responded to a posting on a dating app. The officer told Maruna that he was 15, at which time Maruna responded that he didn't believe in age. Oh, it's just a number. By the way, I'm looking at the mugshot of this guy, Maruna, who wanted to trade chicken Alfredo and Sprite for sex. He looks like someone that would take Alfredo and Sprite for sex. Very, very pudgy individual. Police said, as it always happens, the conversation turned to the topic of sexual activity, and Maruna sent nude photographs, to the officer. Police said it was evident that he started to develop feelings for the teen boy, as he told the officer, "You are my one and only," and that he would like to be his husband someday. According to a police report, Maruna tried to arrange a meeting with the officer, requesting that he wear a jock strap during their time together. To be fair, Italian dinners do tend to be full contact sports. You don't want a rogue meatball hitting your nether region. All right. Police said on Tuesday afternoon, Maruna arranged to meet the officer at a location in Austin Town, telling him that he's bringing lube, Sprite, and chicken Alfredo. Really? You're leading off that list with lube? Start off with the chicken Alfredo. Nice meal. Then some Sprite to wash it down. Finally, some after-dinner lube. Maruna was arrested and charged with importuning. I still don't know what that means. Disseminating matter harmful or obscene to juveniles. Possession of criminal tools. The lube. Or the chicken Alfredo. And unlawful sexual conduct with a minor. Police said he was found with the items, including a Tupperware container of lube. What? No. Tupperware container of chicken Alfredo. He's really proud of his chicken Alfredo. Police said during the questioning, Maruna did not appear to deem having sex with a 15-year-old boy as being wrong. Look, if the people of Alabama could figure out it's wrong, you should have no trouble figuring out it's wrong. Thinking with your dick, your creamy cheese-covered noodle. Final story we have for you today. A surgeon has pleaded guilty to marking his initials on the livers of two patients while performing transplant surgery. Guy's obviously very proud of his work. In a hearing at Birmingham Crown Court on Wednesday, Simon Bramhall admitted to two counts of assault by beating. Relating to incidents on February 9th and the 21st of August of 2013, he pleaded not guilty to the more serious charge of assault occasioning bodily harm. The renowned liver, spleen, and pancreas surgeon, see, he's all full of himself. Asshole. Branding his initials into liver. All right, he used to stop liver bleeding during operations and to highlight an area due to be worked on to sign his initials into the patient's organs. The marks left by argon, well, what the fuck is that, are not thought to impair the organ's functions and usually disappear by themselves. The 53-year-old was first suspended from his post as a consultant surgeon at Birmingham's Queen Elizabeth Hospital in 2013 after a colleague spotted the initials SB on an organ, which is unusual. Typically, you don't see spelling on an organ during follow-up surgery on one of Bramhall's patients. The following summer, while an internal disciplinary investigation into his conduct was ongoing, Bramhall tendered his resignation. Speaking to the press at the time, he said marking his initials on his patient's livers had been a mistake. I had a disciplinary meeting on May 15th. I was not dismissed. I made the decision that I would hand in my notice. It's a bit raw and I have to move on. Was there any damage to the liver, though? I mean, this was a renowned surgeon. He knew what he was doing. The scarring goes away at some point. Who cares if he put his initials in there? Ordering new victim impact statements in a pre-sentencing report, the judge, Paul Freyer, said the case concerned the damage that was done to the surface of the liver and not the emotional damage caused by the patient. The patient probably didn't even know. Elizabeth Reed of the Crown Prosecution Service said Bramhall's actions were an abuse of the trust placed in him by the patients. It was an intentional application of unlawful force to a patient whilst anesthetized. His act in marking the livers of those patients in a wholly unnecessary way were deliberate and conscious acts on his part. I don't care about this at all. I don't think the patient should get any money. Nothing bad happened. You've got a world-renowned surgeon working on you. You know that you're in good hands. Oh, by the way, argon is a type of laser beam. Sounds very futuristic. Argon! Sounds like a planet. I had a character in one of my comic books called the Gorgon. Gorgon, argon, very similar. Anyways, surgeons used an argon beam used to stop livers bleeding during the operation. The marks left by argon are not thought to impair the organ's function and usually disappear by themselves. So, like, these weren't liver transplants, right? This was just a surgeon working on the liver. Now, hear me out. You know, this doctor, this renowned surgeon, fixes up your liver. It's better than new. Then, you know, you die or whatever, and someone needs a liver transplant. Your family could sell your liver on the black market, I'm guessing, for way more than a standard liver, because you have, you know, the autograph, the signature of this renowned surgeon that worked on it before. You got to think about the resale value of your liver. All right, Bramhall received media attention in 2010 when he successfully performed transplant surgery using a liver that had been salvaged from a plane that crashed in foggy conditions at Birmingham Airport. Following reports of Bramhall's suspension, his former patient, Tracy Scriven, said that the surgeon should be immediately reinstated. Even if he did put his initials on a transplanted liver, oh, it was transplanted. Okay, I'm sorry. Is it really that bad? I wouldn't have cared if he did it to me. The man saved my life. And, you know, the fucking thing goes away. The argon beam. It just fades away after a while. Everyone is way too uptight. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Man, if you made it this far into the program, I salute you. You are a true freak. I'm so sorry about the state of my voice. But, you know, I missed a show yesterday. I thought it was important to do a show today. And then, you know, I'll be back this weekend. Goody, goody. Hopefully then my voice will be a bit better.
Hey, Mr. Dick and Nuts. I was thinking.
Dick and Nuts!
Do you want your own social media?
I think he's saying social media network. Do I want my own social media?
Start your own social media network for freaks? Because I have this idea.
Okay.
MySpace is still there, and nobody uses it. It's sitting there. Nobody's using their profiles. If all of your listeners were to just go back to MySpace and start using it, you guys would be the only, we would be the only ones using it.
That's true. Right?
So technically, you would have your own personal network.
It's like finding a ghost town, you know, and then starting to inhabit it.
MySpace. MySpace could be the answer to that.
Yeah, a shanty town in disrepair.
I wanted to do that. I don't know. You never mentioned it, but I was listening to old shows. You mentioned MySpace, and I was like, oh, that's funny.
Wow, DV has really been around a long time. Yeah, I remember when MySpace was a thing, and you could really pretty up your profile picture, load it up with a bunch of Flash apps and flashing backgrounds and stuff.
Hey, Jamie Boo, how's it going? How's everybody in the freak world doing? Just this early, cold morning here in New England on my way to work. And I just wanted to share with everybody that I actually woke up this morning with morning wood. And nice. This is the thing, you know. I had morning wood, right? And in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, I know that motherfucking alarm is going to go off and I have to get ready for work. Now, I take a fucking 45-minute commute to work, so you see, and this is where my decision-making was impacted on how, whether I wanted to...
Oh, my God. I hope he gets to the point relatively soon here.
you know, have an early morning yank in the front,
or just fucking
ignore the motherfucker and just get ready for work.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that. The boner will go away relatively quickly, especially when you try to, like, pee and shit.
So, you know how it is when you're a dude and you get the morning wood and you really can't get comfortable, you know, and you're like, you either want to jerk off. Damn it, I didn't jerk off before bed. That's why. So, you know, I know the alarm is going to go off and I'm trying to think, you know,
Are you trying to beat the alarm clock, like masturbate before the alarm goes off?
Because
that might be too much pressure for me. I'd lose my boner.
Ignore it and get some sleep because I am tired. And
this must have been so hard for you. I'm so sorry you went through this.
Fucking wait for that alarm to go off. And, you know, not long after that,
I hope we're playing Sarah McLachlan in the background here.
Okay, motherfucker got, you know, turned on.
It really is a tragedy. So what the hell did you do? Did you masturbate or not? He, like, left that out. He just sort of hung up. He left us hanging there. You know, at the first 2.5 minutes of this phone call, I just wanted it to end. I didn't care if he jerked off, got up, took a piss, whatever. But by the end, I was like, I want to know. We stuck through this whole call and then nothing.
Hey, boo. Happy Soldier Day.
Unless I was talking over when he said it.
Fucker. I'm looking at this. They have this little mock-up wall. It's like 50% scale. But you look at all the names on it. Right, and you think about how much it hurts. Just one.
Is this spiral hip fucker? It doesn't sound like him.
How much, like, the absence of just one person can hurt. You look at all these fucking names, dude. You know what I'm saying? So I'm dating this chick, right? She's pretty cool. And, you know, she's getting a better version of me than my ex did, right? Right? And those dudes are getting a much worse version of her. I got it at her peak. And no matter what they're doing to her, I did it to her first, fucker.
All right. Well, it sounds like Spiral Hamfucker is in a better place. He was very depressed for a while, but he's doing better now. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail in for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's an OGOD.
And, of course, I think I'm going to buy some of these sex dolls.
Spread the distortion, STD, to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. And I will see you back tomorrow, if and only if you're Sideshow members. But don't forget, I don't know what the hell's happening now. I've had a lot of gas issues, too. Like, I've just been farting up a storm, burping up a storm, and I don't know. Something is wrong with me. All right, don't forget, this weekend we will be back doing a show for everyone. Is that sound right? You know, we didn't do a show yesterday. Tomorrow's show is a Sideshow exclusive. So yeah, keep checking back on the feed because this weekend I will be doing a show for everyone. All right, until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. When I was young, I